Well, there are some long-standing structural changes that I think we'll be familiar with, the industrialization and so on. But those aren't unique to the UK. They're not unique to the North. Other parts of the world, especially Germany, have had a much more interventionist approach, and they've modernized their economy in a way that's been less painful. So there've been less job losses, and the economies have modernized in a better way. But in this country, the difference is that that transition has been managed by central government. And we'll remember, of course, you know, the Thatcher government, of course, taking a particular approach to how the North's economy and the economies of the rest of the UK should change in that time. Now, in other countries, that's not been in the hands of central government. It's quite fundamentally different. We spend half as much locally on economic affairs in this country than in other countries.
So the London-centric view of government is something mm-hmm. which has contributed towards this. I mean, never mind what the economy is actually doing. It's just that the South East, the South and the South East have a drag. I mean, I have to say, I am one of those people. I was born in Yorkshire many, many years ago. And when I left school, I went to university in London because that's what people did, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, absolutely. That's what a lot of people do, of course, especially at that time in their lives. We see a lot of people moving from the North to London to make their careers. Incidentally, they often move outside of London, then usually to the greater southeast. And really, that's not healthy even for London's economy, because what it means is that economy is overheating, that housing costs are going through the roof. And London has the highest rate of poverty after housing costs, the highest inequality in the country. Sure. So the Northern powerhouse, this government programme, was beneficial for the rest of the country as well, not just the North. And that's why we want to see it move forward.
Okay, let's talk about the strengths then of what exists in the North of England in terms of industries that are valid in the 21st century.
Well, we have about four things that we can say that the North is particularly good at of everything. There's particular strengths in advanced manufacturing, places like Lancashire, Tees Valley and so on. There's health innovations in pharmaceuticals and medical technologies in the likes of Cheshire and also Leeds City Region are very good at those sorts of things. The energy sector is pretty strong on the coast of Merseyside and, of course, in the northeast as well. And the digital sector as well is really strong in Manchester, especially. Manchester and Leeds have a really strong digital technology sector. So sectors of the future, absolutely, these sectors forecast to grow in productivity. But the jobs that people do in their everyday lives, we think there needs to be a bit of a focus on those too.
Now, you talk about economic justice, and I think everybody gets that, and you also want an improvement in what you describe as social infrastructure. These are very noble causes, aren't they? Unfortunately, as you also note, political discussion in this country right now is submerged and also is deferential completely to Brexit negotiations. What's in it for politicians to make a difference? Because that's what you've got to do.
Well, I think we need to understand that these things, that they're all connected, actually. So the social infrastructure of the country, as we call it, your education, your schools, your hospitals, the health of the population, this doesn't sit in isolation from the rest of the economy. You need a healthy workforce, you need a well-educated workforce for your economy to thrive. And I think particularly under George Osborne, we saw, you know, on the one hand, he was talking about economic growth in the Northern powerhouse, and on the other hand, he was pulling the rug from under the Northern economy with austerity. So we need to move beyond that view. We need to understand that you can't just spend on transport while cutting education. You need to do both in order for this to succeed. And really, as you say, the government is preoccupied about Brexit. We can understand that. But it's not just Brexit. The government will never really have the full focus on the North economy. So we need to really look at other countries and how they work and devolve the power to the North so we can have that long-term focus. We can focus properly on our own economy.
Is the final answer, as it were, to this, to have much stronger regional government, do you think?
In some form. I mean, I wouldn't go out and say we need a regional assembly as such. I think we're a long way off that kind of discussion at the moment. But there is something called Transport for the North, which covers the North of England. It's not a regional government by any stretch. It's essentially like a government body, but it is sort of governed by the North too. And that's going to bring forward some transport proposals in the next year, totaling up to £27 billion. And that's one of the first things that needs to happen, is that our cities need to be better connected. But that's the shape of things to come. We hope that more powers can slowly be devolved both to the North as a whole, but also to places like Greater Manchester and to the towns and rural areas as well.